Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Monday, October 8th, 2018. On this day in 1923, Berlin Tempelhof Airport received its provisional license to operate. Two houses were occupied by left-wing activists in Kreuzberg and Moabit on Saturday in an attempt to draw attention to the abuse of living space. According to police, 180 officers were on duty at both locations. While the building in Moabiter Billigenstraße 12 was evacuated by the police about 7 p.m., the occupiers in Skalaterstraße 106 went voluntarily a little later. Per a police spokesperson, the eviction in Moabit was due to the request of an authorized person. Unlike the squatted house in Kreuzberg, the owner of the Moabit property was known. A police spokeswoman remarked in the afternoon that if he filed a criminal complaint, the police would evacuate the building. To end the occupation, the police used a back entrance. There was no resistance, and several squatters had been guided out. The owner of the house had filed a criminal complaint for trespassing. Around 8:30 p.m., the eviction had been, quote, mostly completed, as an eyewitness reported on Twitter. 13 people were arrested and released shortly thereafter. Earlier in the evening, some people were arrested for fighting with the police, and dozens of sympathizers had sat down in front of the house to show solidarity with the occupiers. Around noon, the squatters had announced under the hashtag Occupy on Twitter that they had taken possession of rooms in the basement of Skalaterstraße 106 in Kreuzberg. Police were unable to find an owner for the building in Kreuzberg, so there was also no eviction mandate. In addition, the occupiers had voluntarily left the building in the evening, as confirmed by a police spokesman. According to a speaker representing the activists, the occupation on Skalaterstraße was directed against planned holiday apartments in the building. It's being demanded that, rather, sports facilities be created in the basement. Campaign members are in conversation with the owner of the house, who is considering tolerating the plans. The representative added that the occupation is, quote, an answer to the constantly progressing tourism and privatization, as well as, quote, the displacement of people in favor of higher profits. In Moabit, a tweet of the initiative hashtag Besetzen said that the house in Berchlingenstraße 12 was to be made available, quote, to the many homeless people in the city. The house has been empty since September of 2017, and the owner had previously dismissed around 30 homeless men, some of whom had lived in the house for many years, and, despite a legal dispute, had ordered eviction. Diesel cars might soon be banned in Berlin. On Tuesday, the Berlin Administrative Court will decide on a complaint by Deutsche Umwelthilfe, or DUH. As in other cities, the environmental activists also want to enforce diesel driving bans in Berlin, because this is the only way to comply with the nitrogen oxide limit of 40 micrograms per square meter of air set by the EU. Per the traffic senator Regina Günther, it is open as to whether it will come to a ban. The independent politician, who is not only responsible for traffic in Berlin, but also for the environment and climate protection, assumes that the area inside the S-Bahn ring can be kept open for diesel cars despite impending driving bans. Günther said that, quote, we don't even know yet whether it will stay at 20 roads or whether it might be much less. 2 years ago, there were still 60 kilometers of road with nitrogen oxide limits being exceeded. Günther hopes that by 2019 and 2020, it can be reduced to only 5 to 10 kilometers. For this reason, she believes that zone-related driving bans are not needed at all, but bans should rather surgically concentrate on specific routes. When asked whether she could rule out a driving ban for the entire low-emission zone, Günther said that the measures had to be, quote, proportionate according to law. With 5 kilometers of road, she said she could, quote, not see any proportionality in closing down the whole inner city zone for older diesel engines. The managing director of the Deutsche Umwelthilfe, Jürgen Resch, sees this completely differently. He hopes that the Berlin Administrative Court will not allow alternative traffic and more heavily trafficked side roads. He added that the driving bans must ensure that diesel vehicles in the Greater Berlin area are either decommissioned or retrofitted. The ADAC Berlin-Brandenburg, on the other hand, sees the polluter pays principle violated. The ADAC technology expert Jörg Kirst told public broadcaster RBB on Friday that car owners and not the manufacturers are affected by the driving bans, and that increased nitrogen oxide values and driving bans are only being discussed because the manipulations by several manufacturers had caused an emissions scandal. A driver hit three pedestrians with his car in Charlottenburg on Friday. The incident was an accident due to health issues of the driver, who lost control of his Audi. The 29-year-old apparently suffered a seizure. The incident occurred at noon in Helmholtzstraße. According to previous findings, the Audi drove into oncoming traffic around 12:30 p.m., hit an oncoming Skoda, and finally drove onto the sidewalk on the left side. He collided with a house wall and a parked vehicle, then hit two men sitting on the terrace of a cafe and an employee of the cafe. The building was badly damaged and had to be secured by the technical service of the fire brigade. A structural engineer is now to examine whether it must be supported. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. You can also find us and other Berlin-related podcasts on bearradio.org. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.